What up, man? It's your boy Jay Real at The Real Hip Hop Show, where hip hop is everything and everything is hip hop, as y'all can see and listen and shit, right? You hear what I got playing in the background, right? Yeah, okay. Now, if you don't know what this is, I don't know what to tell you. This might be, this might be a lesson for some of like you younger niggas and some of you older niggas be lost. That shit weird. But anyway, we're going to get into this review joint, right? Because I've been, you know what I'm saying, I've been talking to a few people, not a lot of people about it because, I don't know, it's crazy to me. But anyway, because I'm about to start this hip-hop book club. I'm going to start it by myself. Like, my homeboy told me, like, you just do it yourself if you got to start like that. And that made sense to me. So, I'm going to just start it like that. And, okay, so with the first joint that I'm going to review is, because I ain't really seen a lot of reviews on this joint. But with the beat playing in the background, y'all should already know what book I'm talking about. But anyway, I'm gonna do this review on this Raekwon joint. You know what I mean? This Raekwon from Staircase to Stage with Anthony Baza. I want to say I said his name right. You know what I mean? It's the story of Raekwon and the Wu-Tang Clan. Now, me myself, I got the signed edition. You know what I mean? Which I think was just dope to have. You know what I mean? I ended up getting it. Actually, I got mine from Barnes & Noble, right? And it's like a couple of days before the actual drop date. From what I seen when the drop date was supposed to be. But it was there, so hey, I got it. You know what I mean? And I think it's dope that it's signed. And anybody that knows, you know what I'm saying, anything about J Real, they know I'm a big Wu-Tang fan. You know what I mean? Like, and if you grew up in the grimy 90s, in that era of hip hop, then you probably are too. And even if you want like a real big Wu-Tang fan, I'm pretty sure there's always somebody in the Wu-Tang that somebody likes. I mean, that's just in my opinion, even if you ain't like everybody. But now let's get to it, man. It's Raekwon from Staircase to Stage, the story of Raekwon and the Wu-Tang Clan. Let me say this also. It's gonna probably be some spoilers. So for those of you that haven't read this book or listened to the audio book, you know what I'm saying? It might be a few spoilers. We'd be like, damn, Jay, you kind of told some of the book. But hey, if y'all seen that Vlad interview, they talked a lot about the book. So I mean, it's a lot of spoilers. For those that don't know, because I learned a lot of stuff from it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, let's see where we're going to start at. Let's start from the beginning of this joint, right? And I'm not going to go through every single chapter. I'm going to go through the points that you know what I'm saying, kind of stuck with me personally. You know what I mean? So we're going to start at the beginning. But like I said, we're going to jump around. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to go chapter to chapter. I don't want to do that. But, okay, like, at the very beginning of the joint, right? We're just talking about his father. That part right there, it started out like, damn, you know what I mean? Because he said he met his father once. At one time, right? And you know, a lot of us can relate to not having fathers. You know what I'm saying? Whether you met him or not, or whether he was in his life like that or not, or what. But, like, okay, so he met his father one time, right? And, you know what I'm saying? His cousins and everything, they was kind of like on some, yeah, we're going to take you to meet your pops one day. He was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Cool. So he go to meet his, they take him to go meet his pops at his grandmother's house, which is, you know what I'm saying, his pops' mom. So they take him to meet his pops. So he's kind of standing there, they speak, talking to his grandma. His father says, y'all about to go to the bathroom. And he never seen his pops again. That part right there, it started out like, damn, already, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, damn, that was crazy to me, how his pops just bounced. But you already know, you know what I'm saying, like, the further you, like, read along, as far as the, like, beginning in the first chapter goes, you find out, you know, his pops is on drugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shooting that shit in his bloodstream, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't just a line. That wasn't just a dope line. That was some real shit that Raekwon really went through. And, okay, so that part, I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But his grandma didn't shun him or nothing. Like, well, you know, you ain't really my grandson. You know what I mean? She didn't shun him. Then it gets into, you know what I'm saying, like, his mom and his pop's story a little bit about how, you know, she fought with it. She really did fuck with his pops. You know what I'm saying? But she couldn't deal with the fact that he was on drugs and she wasn't going to raise her son around that shit. Which is, I mean, come on, that's some motherly shit. That's some shit a moms would do. You know what I mean? Protect your kids. So, she pretty much, you know what I'm saying, she bounced on him. Moms bounced on the old man, so then we moved to Shaolin Land, right? So, you know what I'm saying? She was like pretty much like she. But and the crazy thing is, he was like, she kept pictures of his father. You know what I mean? Like, she loved that nigga. You feel me? But she just couldn't deal with, you know what I'm saying, the fact that he was on drugs and all that kind of shit. and he was in the streets. So she didn't want to deal with that, which, you know what I'm saying, makes a lot of sense. You know what I mean? Because, hey, a lot of people be talking about that ride or die, and you should stick with your man regardless. But sometimes you got to make a choice between your man and your children. And if that man ain't doing what he's supposed to do, you got to do what you got to do. So, and it's crazy. Because, you know what I'm saying, like, his pops, you know what I'm saying, was thugging in the streets, being on drugs and stuff like that. And it's crazy also to me because, like, when Raekwon grew up, a lot of people knew who his pops was. So he kind of got a little, I guess you could say a pass on certain little things, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, oh, shit, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's, what's the name, pops? You know what I mean? Like, he, what's the name, son, my bad. He, what's the name, son, or whatever. And that's dope. So, you know what I mean? You know how that go, you growing up in the hood. Like, oh, yeah, man, that's so-and-so son, man. He good, you know what I'm saying? So that was kind of cool to me. And then it gets into, like, the relationship with his moms. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because his moms was, I think we could all relate to the story, like, with his mom. She was just doing what she had to do to take care of him and his, you know what I'm saying, his siblings and shit. And she went through what she went through, you know what I'm saying? Because she was on some good girl shit at first. But then, you know what I mean, she got to the point, excuse me, where she was pretty much on some shit like, hey, man, if a nigga ain't trying to take care of me and these kids, then, nigga, what you here for? You know what I mean? So she would get into fights and all kind of shit with dudes and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, that she was dealing with. And, you know, Ray would hear it, you know what I mean? And nothing he could do about it, though. So you know how that go, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if any of y'all came up, I hope you didn't, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, being around those type of situations, and you a kid, you know what I'm saying, and you hear your moms in there tussling with a nigga, and you a little boy, and ain't really nothing you could do, you know what I mean? But shit, the way he was talking, like, hey, moms won't know put, you know, like, she was, you know what I mean, giving niggas the business. So I think that was pretty dope, you know what I mean? But early on, though, you know what I'm saying, like, he was into, like, baseball and shit. And that's crazy to me. You know what I mean? Because, like, I mean, you know, we all had, well, most of us played sports and shit like that as kids, right? And I think it was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, relatable shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, he played baseball with his little homeboys and shit at first. So they was kind of doing that and shit. Next thing you know how it go, man. They start getting a little bit older, start venturing out. You know what I'm saying? Started smoking weed, started drinking beers and shit. Started smoking booze. You know, the combination made my eyes bleed. And for those of y'all that don't know what make your eyes bleed means, yo, that just means that your eyes are red. I know I shouldn't have to explain that shit, but some of you motherfuckers is really stupid. His eyes was bleeding? When your eyes are red, motherfucker. Damn. But anyway, so they started getting into that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? You know how that go? Running the streets and shit. Kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's when he first really jumped off the porch. And I was like, okay, I see that. I get that. So, you know what I mean? Then he kind of started, like, he still fucked with his homies, but it wasn't the same. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they ain't just playing baseball no more and shit. Now they in the hallway, in the stairway, which is dope, again, because it's called From Staircase to Stage. And he spent a lot of time in the staircase. You know what I'm saying? Wilding, just doing kind of all kind of dumb shit. Like I said, getting high, getting blunted, and fucking up and shit, right? So, anyway, you know what I'm saying? He get into hustling, doing his thing as he gets a little older and shit. And I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Then he had got shot by a homie of his. You know what I mean? On some accidental shit. And, you know, his homeboy was like, yo, I ain't mean to shoot you and shit. And Ray didn't even trip on some, like, nigga, fuck you. We ain't never going to be cool again. He didn't even trip off of it. He was just, because he knew it was a mistake. You know what I'm saying? And so one of the early stories that kind of stuck with me, though, was when he was like, he, you know, like, bullies and shit in the hood and shit. You know, older cats just fucking with the young niggas, right? So your older nigga just kept, was like, fucking with him. Say he just won't for it that day. He like, man, just go ahead, man. Just get the fuck out of here, man. I don't feel like playing with you, nigga. So nigga kept fucking with him. So he went and got his homeboy. You know what I'm saying? His older cousin. So, you know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, his older cousin and the dude that he's telling to leave him alone, they was actually homeboys, too. You know what I'm saying? But you know how that go. That's his fam. So he like, yo, get the fuck out of here, right? So he tell nigga get the fuck up out of here and shit. Motherfucker like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So he shot the nigga. You know what I'm saying? His homeboy shot him. He's like, oh, shit. So, you know, Ray was kind of like, damn. You know what I mean? Because he ain't really expected to go that far. So what's crazy about that, right? After he shot this nigga, they got up out of there and shit. This nigga came to Raekwon's mom's crib. Still shot. With the shotty. Looking for the nigga. Say, yo, tell the nigga to come outside, man. I don't want no problems with y'all, man. Just tell the nigga to come outside. Yo, that's some gangster shit. I don't give a fuck with nobody say. So that was a dope story to me. But, you know what I'm saying? Fast forward a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, So he was rhyming, you know what I'm saying? He rhyming, doing his thing and shit. You know, he's from Park Hill, doing his thing and shit. And he run into his homeboy knew Eric Sermon. So he was like, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? Spit something for Eric Sermon and shit. Now, at this time, Raekwon just kind of writing rhymes. You know what I'm saying? He ain't really doing, you know what I'm saying, doing it like that, but he writing rhymes and shit. So I'm like, okay. So then he spit for him and shit. And the nigga Eric Sermon was like, damn, dude, you actually pretty dope. So he gave him the number, like, yo, hit me up, man, for real. I'm going to get you in the stew and shit. So I know that was like, wow. I mean, I know I would have been, like, ecstatic. You know what I mean? As he was. So he gets the number. He calls all the time. Of course, they can't get up with him because, I mean, he's Eric Sermon. And he's popping at the time. So you know that they going on tours, all kinds of shit, can't get up with him. So next thing you know, he kept the number, but at the same time, even though that was his first sign of, damn, yo, I could really, like, this really could be something. It was also that, man, fuck this rap shit. I got to get this money. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, is this shit real? Whatever, fuck it. So he kind of kept it moving, which I think, you know, I think anybody would feel that way. He ended up getting back up with him, though. You know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't going to tell y'all everything about everything, so I'm going to skip past a lot of shit, right? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking with the Woo. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with RZA and shit. Because, you know, RZA was the mutual nigga for everybody. You know, Paul Hill, Stapleton. You know, they ain't really fuck with each other like that, right? So, you know what I'm saying? He fucking with RZA and shit. RZA doing his thing. You know, RZA had that little contract that fucked off. You know how that shit went. You know what I'm saying? And, so, you know, RZA is up coming back to the hood. Y'all know that story. I think you should anyway. So, he like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Rezzo on some shit like, yo, man, you know, you nice, man. Spit some shit. So he get this nigga to record. He got Method Man recording and shit like that. Now, mind you, these niggas is not kicking it, though. Like, RZA is just a mutual friend. And he recording all these different niggas that he fuck with, right? But he trying to put a team together on the low. They don't even really know it. And I think that was actually strategic as fuck. But, so I'm like, okay, boom. So he like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Ray, you nice, you know what I'm saying? So they doing their thing and shit. Meth doing his thing. And the crazy thing about it, you remember the Wu-Tang Saga, the series joint, right? When they shot up Ghostface crib. Well, Raekwon didn't do that. His homeboy shot up Ghostface crib. And Ghostface went back and shot up that nigga mama crib. I mean, that's just some real shit. You know what I'm saying? So, to be real with you, it always surprised me how dope and how tight they bond ended up being. You know what I mean? Coming from that or whatever. Because even though he didn't do it, still your homeboy, you know what I'm saying? So how that street shit, like, that street shit be a motherfucker, yo. Cause like, nigga, you guilty by association, nigga. You fuck with him, then nigga, then fuck you too. You know what I'm saying? That's how that shit go. You know what I mean? So, to all my street niggas that know how that street shit go. But you know, that's a whole nother story for a whole nother time, right? So anyway, like I said, right, he doing this thing, boom, bam, bip and shit. And motherfucking, they, you know how that go, hustling, you know, thugging and shit, right? So then, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Riz is putting together the squad and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They start doing their thing. So, you know how that go. You know what I'm saying? He bring in the niggas with the money. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, them niggas was broke. You know what I'm saying? They were hustling, but them niggas ain't had no big money. You know how it go, nigga. You nickel and diamond, nigga. You surviving, nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? He got his homies that's really getting bread. And they were like, yo, let's do this shit. But, you know, we need the bread. So, their homies put the bread together for it. You know how that go. You know what I'm saying? So, like, okay. And you know what's crazy, right? So when they start doing their thing, trying to get signed and going through the shit, I didn't know that they had sat down with Russell Simmons. That was dope. I didn't know that. I'm like, damn, they said she sat down with Def Jam. But you know how that go. Russell Simmons was like, man, you really think I'm finna sign 9 niggas? Hell no. That ain't finna happen. That's too many niggas. I can't do that. And nobody seen RZA Vision. So, you know what I'm saying? Even though they're saying about RZA. But so, you know what I mean? Like, okay, boom, right? So, like, let's get the cream. Fuck it. Let's get straight the cream, right? We all know that's Ray coming out verse. So, when they first did cream, right, he was actually was going to rap that shit about, like, what was he? What did he say? He was going to tell another story, like a made-up story. So, he spit it for his homie and shit. You know what I'm saying? His homeboy was like, yo, I mean, that's straight, man. But won't you spit what we go through? I mean, you ain't got to tell no story. Nigga, tell your story. And he was like, damn. And Ray said he never thought about that. So he was just like, all right, bet. So he go back. Because when he spit the verse, when his homeboy was like, yeah, that's all right. And to see if that ain't love, I don't know what it is, nigga. Cause that's that critique that a lot of artists can't take. When you spit some shit for your homeboy and they just be like, yeah, that's straight. You know what I mean? And when you spit your shit, bro, and somebody say, yeah, that's straight, nigga, that's a slap in the face to a rapper, nigga. Like, damn, for real, nigga, what you trying to say? I'm trash? You know what I mean? But that ain't what he's saying. He's just saying, like, I know he was telling him, like, I know you can go harder than that, bro. Like, that shit, it's not whack, but I know you can go harder than that. But that's the love that niggas have for each other. You know what I'm saying? That was his home, you know what I'm saying? His people that said that to him. You know what I'm saying? Not a Wu-Tang member. So anyway, boom, right? They get into that and shit. Because, you know what I'm saying? You know when Raekwon's original name was Shalaw and shit. I think it was dope how he got his name. I'm kind of jumping around, but it's like so many different topics and points in this joint that kind of, you know what I mean, stuck out to me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Shalaw Raekwon, you know what I'm saying? You know, because they studied with the Nation of Gods and Earth, you know what I mean? Peace of the Gods, peace of the Earth. But, so, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because, you know, he was telling niggas, he was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Switched his name to Raekwon and shit. So he dropped Shalaw and just became Raekwon, you know what I'm saying? That's part of his name he always liked. Because, you know, he was Shalaw Raekwon, right? So then, motherfucker was like, you know what I'm saying? So this homeboy said, yo, that's dope. Like, we told RZA. RZA was like, it's dope as hell. He was like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's still your name, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know you for it, you know what I mean? Raekwon the chef, like, the chef. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the chef characters in the karate flicks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Call him the chef because he's always cooking up some shit. That was pretty dope. And that's crazy to say that back in the early 90s. You know what I'm saying, nigga cooking up. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of niggas, they say that now. Like, niggas like, yo, I be cooking up some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. But anyway, back to the cream joint, right? So I told you, like, about that a little bit, right? And so then, what was dope to me was when, you know, they recorded in the shit. And shit, they was recording in RZA crib. So it was kind of like, it's hood, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? When they brought it to the real studio, they was like, yo, this shit is fucking horrendous. Like, what the fuck is this? It sounds horrible. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say that they did it over. But anyway, and what was crazy was, I didn't know that when he spit that verse for Cream or whatever, what's his name, was right there in the studio with him from Loud, you know what I'm saying? And I never knew that, but I always thought that was kind of dope that he was right there. So he was like, yo, so when you hear that song, just know that I'm about to go back and look at this nigga's name. And I hate to be that guy right now because I can't think of his name, but I got his face right in my head. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? He said he was right there up in the stoop, you know what I'm saying? When he did the joint, you know what I'm saying? So he was like, when you listen to that song, just know that that's how that was recorded. I think stuff, little stuff like that is dope to me. So, you know what I mean? Now, so they're doing that or whatever, get that joint done. And Method Man was on the hook, of course, and Old Dirty. Because Meth came up with a hook. Because, you know, Meth, they said they always just come to Meth for, like, hooks for some reason. And, you know, Dirty was a character. You know what I mean? So, you know how that go. So, they put them together on that. And I think that was pretty interesting. So anyway, they shopping for the deal. But no, I think no, they actually have the deal now. They're on Loud, I want to say. But anyway, so boom, right? They doing all that shit. They're putting the shit together. But you know how that go, man. Niggas is in the street. You guys went to prison. Capadonna was locked up during this time. And I, because, you know, Donna's one of my favorite Wu-Tang artists. Even though he ain't part of the original nine, but it's like he really was, but he won't. He was, like, streetwise, but he was locked up. Which is why, you know what I'm saying, he went out there. And what's crazy is, Donna is the reason why that nigga Raekwon started really rapping anyway. Which is crazy again, because that's my favorite rapper. Well, one of my favorites out of the Wu-Tang. So, to get into that, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't know that when they was doing the album cover, niggas didn't even show up to the shoot and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you look at the Into the Wu-Tang, the 36 Chambers joint, that ain't even the Wu-Tang on that shit. That's motherfuckers that worked at Loud at the time. Yo, that's crazy to me. Little shit. Like, I like those little side stories in a sense. Now, I'm trying to get into, I would have to find that part. But like the 36 Chambers, man, we was like 6 and 3, you know, that's 9 members. He was talking about the Chambers of the Heart. I was like, yo, I think he said it's like, man, I can't remember. Man, I would have to literally find that page, bro. But when he broke that shit down about the chambers of the heart, he was talking about 36 chambers. I was like, I never would even realize it went that far, like that deep into like what 36 chambers really meant. And that's amazing to me. So that right there is dope. You know what I'm saying? So they get into like when they're doing the Only Built joint. So, you know, he gave Ghostface half his budget for that joint, which I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Because him and Ghost, for some odd reason, like, they just hit it off. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why, you know, RZA put them niggas together. Because, like, he was like, yo, them niggas' chemistry was amazing. Like, that shit was just, you know how that go, man. You just click with niggas. He just end up clicking with that nigga, man. So, them niggas left and went to Barbados. Barbados. Is it Barbados? Anyway. So they go down there, you know what I'm saying? They want to get away from New York, you know what I'm saying? Get a different vibe for doing their thing, right? And so then, motherfucking, they get kicked out of there because them niggas down there was racist. That shit's crazy. Or whatever. He's like, how they was like tripping on them niggas because they was like hood niggas and they just didn't like niggas like that. He was like, even the black motherfuckers, like, who these niggas? So they kind of, they end up getting kicked out. So they left and went to Miami while they working on the Only Built joint. So him and Ghost down there working on the Only Built joint. You know what I'm saying? Kind of chilling. You know how it goes, smoking, bullshitting around, but they still writing rhymes. But they had kind of got to a stalemate down there, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Kind of started chilling. But they was doing their thing. Meanwhile, you know what I'm saying? So they start putting that joint together. And when they put it out, the shit blew, of course. You know what I'm saying? The shit blew up. And you know how that goes, shit. Raekwon was even feeling himself. He was feeling himself like, shit, nigga, I just put out a dope-ass album. Like, and Wendy Williams... Which, I mean, nobody really now likes that bitch. But when she was like, when that joint came out, she was like, Raekwon's the new king of New York. And he was like, wow. You know what I mean? Because he said when he did that album, man, he was just doing what he do type shit. You know what I'm saying? And for her to say that, he was like, damn, I didn't realize motherfuckers was really, really fucking with it like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, see, so you remember on that album, he got into Short Niggas, the Short Niggas skit. He was talking about Big and all that shit. He said, really, man, they just was recording. They was just having a conversation. Niggas just started recording. And that's how it got recorded. And Ray was kind of like, yo, should we put this up? Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Because not on no scared shit, but it was just more like, yo, I don't really want to be, you know what I'm saying, like, cause no problems. You know, Meth was on Biggie's first joint. Also the only feature on that joint. And that's a classic album. But... So it's kind of like, I don't know, man. And Ghost is like, man, fuck that shit, man. Put it up there. You know what I'm saying? So when niggas heard it, they was like, oh, shit. Because they were talking about the Nas joint. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like, how they met Nas was pretty dope, I think. How they met Nas. They heard Nas through some fucking, some Europe white girls they was with. That's some European white girls they were with. That shit, that's a weird story of how they heard first heard Nas. And they end up linking with him. You know what I'm saying? Through Mobb Deep and shit. And then, you know, with all of them being on the same, well, Nas went on their label. Nas was on Columbia. But still, you know what I'm saying? They did the joint. And I never knew because, you know, what is it? You know, they was on that Gambino shit. I remember Wu Gambino song and all that shit. They was on that Gambino shit. And that's the reason why Nas started calling himself Nas Escobar. I said, yo, that's crazy. I get it, though. You know what I mean? Like, that shit like that, man, that shit's dope as hell to me. So, because they was on that Gambino shit. So the nigga Nas, that's where Nas Escobar came from and shit. Cause them niggas was on that shit. And he fucked with them niggas. But now these mind you, these is young niggas in the game, man. That shit is crazy to me. So they get into that. They doing their thing. Raekwon is doing his thing. But you know how that goes. So they touring, they doing their thing. And Raekwon started voicing his opinion. Like, yo, I'm saying, yo, I don't feel like certain niggas should be getting paid as much. Excuse me. Oh yeah, I just sneezed. It's the real hip hop show. We do everything all the way. So anyway, so he was like, which I ain't gonna lie, I kind of felt Raekwon because he kind of like, yo, I don't really think everybody should be getting paid the same because they not putting in the same work and they ain't bringing in the same amount of money. You know what I'm saying? ODB was missing in action all the time. He shit like that. You know what I mean? So it's but he was still getting the same cut. And it's kind of like, I mean, he was like, he get it. That's y'all cousin and shit. Raekwon, Jizzle, and ODB were cousins. And, you know, Devon, which is Rich's brother. So it's a family affair, right? That's fine. But he was like, at the same time, it ain't right because certain niggas ain't doing certain shit. Which I completely understand that. You know what I mean? Like, on a business level. And then, you know what I'm saying? So he talking about that. You know what I mean? And he was just pretty much talking about how he was one of the main ones that really voiced his opinion about shit he didn't like and this, that, and the other. So, you know, they start, you know how that goes. He said when they first started, like, dealing as far as being in the studio together and shit, niggas were motherfucking. So I always thought that was dope, how he was quick to voice his opinion about what he liked and didn't like. But like I was saying, right, so when they was used to be in the studio, like, during the 36 Chambers joint, you know how niggas write their rhymes and shit, like, yo, what you think, kid? And niggas would let them know, like, yo, that shit dope, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Or whatever, whatever. So that's what, it was, you know, keeping each other up and inspiring each other. So like I said, now the years go past a little bit, niggas getting their money up and shit like that. But RZA was on some bullshit, man. Like, they was talking about how, like, they'd come to the stew and put a track and do a verse. And RZA would motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, he'll throw somebody else on it, whatever. That's fine. I don't think they cared about that part. But they might not like certain parts of it and be like, nah, yo, don't take that out. Take this out. Don't do that. And RZA would keep the shit anyway. And they're like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do the shit how I want to do it. And Raekwon didn't really like that. And, you know, remember Wu Wear was going on, man. We're talking about they still ain't seen a royalty check from that to this day. And all them niggas put together, what, $40,000 a piece in that shit. And y'all remember Wu Wear was the shit. So that's fucked up. And so they start doing, like, when they get into, like, Wu-Tang Forever, it was like, they ain't like Wu-Tang Forever. Niggas was, like, really on some old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas would come to the studio calling each other rhymes whack. Like, nigga, you trash. I'm like, damn, I can't believe them niggas was talking to each other like that. But you also got to remember, like, them niggas weren't really, really friends. You know what I mean? But they, you know how it go. They were still homies, but they, that's some shit you had to grow into. That shit was like making the band or some shit, man. Because them niggas weren't homies. They were put together. You know what I'm saying? So I get it, you know what I mean? But I don't know, man. Overall, though, man, like, it gets into a lot of shit, man. Like, Wu-Tang Forever, I didn't realize that them niggas really didn't fuck with that album like that, even though it was a big album. And that's when Raekwon kind of got into, like, directing, in a sense. Like, he said him and RZA was the main ones showing them what, like, put this in it, put that in the Triumph video, which was one of the biggest videos of all time, and especially at that time, but of all time. And I think that was pretty cool. You know what I mean? He was like, it's also like RZA when he kind of got into, like, the directing scene and shit too. So he was like, you know what I'm saying, they doing tours, niggas ain't showing up, or niggas ain't showing up on time, niggas is late, niggas is doing what they want, niggas ain't listening. He said they had a session, like, I want to say, like, probably told niggas to be there, like, I'm gonna say, like, noon. Said niggas was showing up 9 o'clock at night and shit. Like, they just didn't give a fuck. You know, more like niggas felt like they made it, so fuck it. You know what I mean? And they was getting their little money. And it was just one story, you know what I'm saying? But they came out with their checks. And Ray, when he got his check, like, yo, so he looked at how much he had, and he was like, well, how much these other niggas get? And they kinda, and everybody was kinda like, yo, just take your money, Ray, man. Just take the money, bro. Chill out. But Ray just won't gonna let them do whatever. You know what I mean? He really wanted to know about his numbers and shit, about his money and shit. And with me being from North Carolina, it's two things I wanted to state about this. Like, I never knew that he met his baby moms in North Carolina. And when they got into it, when he shot his homie that I was talking about earlier, I didn't know they had came down here and shit. They had went to Wilson. I think that was pretty dope to find out. You know what I'm saying? That, you know what I mean? They was right round, you know what I'm saying, this way. Well, Raekwon was anyway. Not Wu-Tang, but Raekwon was. Now, granted, it's before he was Raekwon, but still, it's pretty dope. You know what I mean? Not the situation, but you know what I mean. So, I think that joint, those stories like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you get these books, you can get an audio book also. You know how that go. But I'm just saying, like, when you listen to these stories, man, of what they went through and how they got to where they are, you just, it made me appreciate the art form more and appreciate the artist more, because you get to know who they are. Because, you know, just listen to their music sometimes, but okay, I get it. But you know what I'm saying, you get to appreciate more of who they are. You get to kind of know them more of as a person than just the artist, right? So you know how that go, right? So like I said, man, niggas weren't really feeling Wu-Tang to get into about that. Niggas is showing up late. Niggas kind of doing what they want to do. Like I said, Ray is really voicing his opinion. Him and Divine ends up getting into it. Like, he telling Divine, like, nigga, fuck you. I want my money. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, he cool, but that nigga's an asshole. I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Because he didn't like how niggas was doing with the money. Like, okay, y'all niggas is family. We get that shit. But we still need our peace. And how RZA really got on some bullshit. Like, yo, the plan is fine. Y'all niggas the ones fucking up. And Ray was like, what the fuck you mean? Nigga, if it wasn't for us, there wouldn't be no fucking Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying? So the nigga RZA said, and I quote, I'm more Wu-Tang than you. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Because, you know, he went over there with the Shaolin monks and all that crazy shit. I don't know. That's some RZA shit. But, you know what I mean? So, you know, RZA never really fucked with, Raekwon never fucked with RZA the same. And he said that. He said he'll never look at RZA the same. Because RZA was a fucking asshole, bro. Like, he was really... This ain't talking down on RZA, man. I'm just going by the story, man. RZA was an asshole, man. He just was doing whatever the fuck he wanted and didn't care about what the fuck they thought, how they felt, or nothing. You know what I mean? And like I said, he would tell niggas, yo, don't put that part on. No, switch that. He would tell them, yeah, I'm going to switch it. I'm going to switch that part of the beat, or I'm going to switch it, or I'm going to take that out. But then they come back, and it's still there. And he was like, yo, it's some bullshit. We talked about the W. You know what I mean? Like, how shit was trash. Like, no, that shit's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Was it 8 Diagrams and all that shit? That's when they were going through that phase, man. When niggas was on that, yo, it's whole full Tang shit. Y'all remember that. So, you know, like I said, go to that. You know what I'm saying? Go into how he converted to Islam. You know what I mean? And I think that was pretty dope. And it's also something that he needed to do for himself. You know what I mean? And that shit talked about the Cream Team. I ain't gonna say surprised, but I did like to hear those stories about the Cream Team though, because that was pretty dope. And it's a lot of things with that y'all should read that. And he had fell out with his homie behind the Cream Team, you know what I mean? Then when he tried to put other niggas on, then he said he understood what RZA was talking about being the boss and shit like that. So he went through a lot of shit with that, you know what I mean? And like, overall, man, I don't think he goes, like, into super details about everything, but I think it's a good read, and if you're a Wu-Tang fan, I think you should pick it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, get the audio book, don't matter, you know what I'm saying? Read the book, I think the shit pretty good, and for those that know, the beat that's playing in the background, right, Incarcerated Scarfaces, he said that in the song, from Staircase to Stage, Minimum Wage, we're soon to get an article on Rat Page. So as soon as I seen the name, I was like, yeah, I got to get this book. Because I was been waiting on it to come out for a little while now. Came out, back in November? And you know what I mean? So I read that joint, man. And me personally, I enjoyed it, man. It's actually a pretty good book. Now, in the audio book, after every chapter, he has an interview with his son. And his son asks him about the situations that it was in during that chapter. And he kind of goes into a little bit of that. I think that's really interesting, you know what I mean, to do that. That's what made me get the audiobook, too, because I wanted to hear those stories. And I thought, you know what I'm saying, just to hear that, those stories and those conversations he was having with his son was pretty cool to me. And, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, just, I think it's just all pretty much a good book. I got to get You Guys joint. I heard that book wasn't that good. That's what I heard. But I don't like to go off what people say. I'd rather listen, read it, and check it out for myself. But overall, I give it. I don't like doing the ratings. How people do like 1 to 10s and all that shit. I don't want to do all that shit, man. But if I had to, I'd give it a. I would probably have to give it like an 8. I can't give it a 10 because that would mean like it's perfect. You know what I mean? And I always feel like we're striving for perfection. You know what I'm saying? So. Anyway, overall, yeah. But because sometimes it kind of bounces around a little bit in the story, like go back and forth or whatever. You kind of want to know a little bit more about other situations that happened. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, with him and Big, like they like with the Big situation, kind of want to know more about that. But it's the story ain't about Biggie. So, you know what I mean? I ain't going to lie. Because when he said he'll never look at RZA the same, I was like, wow. But I don't know, man. I hope they can reconcile whatever they got going on. You know what I mean? Because, you know, rest in peace ODB. You know what I'm saying? Like, ODB gone. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yo, that was like Wu-Tang losing their smile when ODB died. I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Because even though ODB had his issues, that was still their brother. You know what I'm saying? So I get that, man, because I got some homeboys that, you know what I'm saying, that was wilding back in the days. And some of them kind of still wilding, but at the same time, they still family. You don't turn your back on family. You know what I'm saying? So I get where Raekwon was at with it. But, I mean, you got to respect Raekwon, for one, for telling his truth. Because I think it takes a lot of courage to write these kind of books, man, because it upsets people when you start bringing up the past or you start talking about certain shit that people might not want to talk about no more. Might not, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. But I ain't gonna lie, I haven't heard anybody say anything bad like, yo, fuck Raekwon for that. You know what I'm saying? Or saying that, or this, that, and the other. Not publicly anyway. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. It ain't our business. Also, it got into the Wu-Tang saga. Man, RZA's an asshole. Man, y'all gotta read this book. Yo, I swear to God. I think you're gonna look at RZA in a whole different fucking light. Cause I know I did. I mean, like I said, man, it's not that I'm talking bad about RZA, man, but god damn, dude, like, bro, we get it, yo. Wu-Tang is you, but god damn, my nigga, this shit crazy. So anyway, for all my hip hop heads out there, man, I say get that joint, read it, check it out for yourself. Let me know what you think about it. You know what I'm saying? If you like it or what you didn't like or whatever, man. Like I said, it's a good read, man. So I say do that joint. You know what I mean? Go read some shit, man. Fundamental, man. Reading is fundamental and fundamental, my nigga. That's real. And again, like I said, man, you can listen to the audio book, man. I get it, man. Some niggas don't like to read because it's boring. I mean, it's not like you niggas really got shit else to do. I thought we was in a pandemic, but hey, then again, niggas taking trips to Miami and shit, which is, oh, whatever. That's a whole other topic. But anyway, so overall, man, it's a great book. It's a great read. I would advise anybody to go copy it. You know what I'm saying? You know, all right, go to Barnes & Noble, whatever. Hell, I don't even know if niggas got library cards anymore, but if you do, shit, go check it out from the library. In case you don't want to buy it or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Like I said, get an audio book, listen to it. And it gives you those stories, man, that little more insight on your favorite artists. Also about the time in hip-hop, the 90s, was real. Because you just listen to them stories of them being in the club early in the 90s. And a lot of the shit they went through just in that, just trying to get her. And some of the places they had to be in. Like, them niggas was risking their lives, literally, for hip-hop. So I think that's why we appreciate it so much, because, like, a lot of people really, really, like, literally risk their lives for hip-hop, yo. That shit is crazy. And a lot of people die for hip-hop. I don't want to say for hip-hop, but at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, in hip-hop, people have lost their lives, you know what I mean? And we appreciate, you know what I'm saying, everybody that I don't want to say sacrifice they self for hip-hop, but you know what I mean? Like, just to sacrifice itself, because it takes a lot of sacrifice to be in this game, man. It's a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of headaches, a whole lot of this stuff that goes into this. You know what I mean? Even when, like, people think, oh, you just press record and talk about it, what you like. Man, it's a lot of shit with this shit, man. But again, man, it's your boy J Real at The Real Hip Hop Show, where hip hop is everything and everything is hip. And I'm telling y'all, man, if y'all really like those stories about your favorite artists, man, go check them joints out. That's Raekwon from Staircase to Stage. The Story of Raekwon and the Wu-Tang Clan. I think it's a good book. It's a good read. Go read it. Again, I'm going to get that You Got joint. My next review, hip-hop book review is going to be the Nipsey Hussle joint. Because I'm a big Nipsey fan. So that's going to be my next joint after I finish reading that. You know what I mean? Then I'm going to do a review on that Nipsey Hussle book. Man, R.P. Nip, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, like I said, man, it's your boy J Real at The Real Hip Hop Show, with hip hop everything, and everything is hip hop, man. Y'all go out there and read something, man. Fundamental, man. Reading is fundamental. Fundamental, man. Again, man, yo, appreciate everybody for listening. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. You know who you are. Too many people to name. Stream Radio, we up in this joint. So you already know what it is, man. It's your boy J Real at The Real Hip Hop Show, where hip hop is everything and everything is hip hop. Peace.